Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Bruce Blake with Clean Energy Radio. I'm here with my lovely wife, Susan. Say hi, Sue.
Hi.
And I'm here with our sound tech, Wade Riggs.
Bruce, Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, just real quick, I just want to introduce a little bit more about Wade. Wade is more than just our sound technician. He has been a friend of ours for how many
a
years?
A long time.
Like I had hair when we met.
Okay, like 10 years.
10 years at least, it seems like. And Wade has been an integral part of our company. He has been our media guy for all those years, helping us to project out into the community what Powerhouse is all about. Wade, can you just tell us a little bit about what Wade, what Riggs Media Consulting is all about?
Well, yeah, Riggs Media Consulting, we're located in Northern California, and we do obviously marketing for companies, helping them to not only define their brand, but also to get that information out in the public. And we also we do production, radio, television, and print for our clients as well. And we do events, and I have been known because my wife makes me empty the trash on occasion. So, but we love what we do, and we love being a part of the Powerhouse family because, well, like you said, Bruce, we've known you guys for a lot of years since I had hair. And it's been really exciting to see not only the way the solar industry has grown, but the way your company has grown.
Yeah.
And continue to grow the business and to build that satisfied customer base. And, you know, a lot of it, I mean, all of it really has to go to your instilling in your staff their commitment to quality products and the commitment to good, solid customer service, which, to be honest with you, seems to be lacking in a lot of businesses these
days. Yeah, unfortunately, it seems like, huh?
So thank you for allowing my wife, Bobette, and I, and our people to be a part of this.
Yeah, exciting. Well,
thanks, Wade.
I just wanted to reiterate that a little bit because Wade is an integral part of what we do. So anyway, hey, last time we were together, we talked a little bit about recent events that were happening in the solar industry. And the two major things that we're dealing with were the federal tax credit has been extended. And that is great news. And so we, the federal tax credit, just real quickly, is a 30% tax credit that basically they're subsidizing 30% of the cost of a solar system. So it's exciting. It really makes solar pencil out. It makes sense almost for everyone across the board. Then there are some rare occasions where it doesn't make sense, but almost for everybody, solar makes sense financially. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that.
Right. And that's 30% of the cost of your system,
yeah,
including the installation, the full cost.
Right.
30% can be written off your federal tax credit.
Yeah. Now, once again, that is a credit and not a deduction. So that's not a deduction off your earned income. That is a dollar-for-dollar credit off of what you owe the federal government. So it's the good one.
Right.
It's the dollars back in your pocket. So it means you're going to get a much bigger tax credit, a much better tax refund when it's time to get your refund from the government. So,
and you don't have to take it all in 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it's larger than what your liability is that year, you can roll forward the extra to the following year. So
that's great.
Very exciting. The other part of that is the very thing that makes solar work is a thing called net metering. And net metering is a process where the utility has agreed to buy the power back from us. And I guess better than say buy, I should say credit. The utility will credit our account at the very rate that they charge us. And that makes solar work. And it's a great thing because all during the day, we're selling our power credit back to the utility at full retail value. Well, we were staring down the barrel of that going away at the end. Well, we were looking at maybe June or July of next summer and possibly even sooner because of the amount of solar that was going in. The utility had agreed to allow a certain amount of saturation and then they were going to stop the net metering. Well, the California Public Utility Commission has stepped in, and they've not allowed the utility to stop that. So for incredible future with solar, we have now had that net metering continue. It's going to be almost what it is now. There's some slight adjustments, and if you want to get in, they call it net metering 1.0, and then they're going to call it net metering 2.0. And so they're still ironing out some of the details. But if you want to get in under net metering 1.0, which will be the better one, if you act right now, we could probably still get you installed before it actually changed to 2.0. But the good news is 2.0 is going to be still very good for the solar industry.
And so that's what people talk about, spinning your meter backwards.
Correct.
Your ability to get the credit from the utility.
Right. And that when you see the meter spin backwards, I mean, that is one of the most exciting things for our solar customers. When that meter spins backwards, it is it's pretty thrilling.
Right.
Because we've always been used to seeing the power coming to us, but to actually literally physically see your PG&E meter spinning backwards, crediting your account, somehow there's a sense of empowerment.
Right. People like that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, just to clarify, that net metering 1.0 is really what's happening right now and what has been happening all along.
That's right.
It's just in the future they may change the rates a little bit and they're going to call it 2.0. We don't know what the details are going to be like.
Right.
So there'll
be some fees and things that won't be covered under our credits, I think is what it is.
Okay.
But the energy portion, I think will remain the same. But right now they're including some fees that kind of get lumped in there, but I think they're doing away with that. So it's slight disadvantage, but it's still awesome. It's still going to be a great thing.
Well, we'll keep in our future radio shows, we'll keep people informed of what comes down the pike.
Right. That's what we want to do with this show, with Clean Energy Radio. That's the whole idea. Keep our listeners informed of what's going on in our industry. So those are the two main things. So the 30% federal tax credit extension and the net metering extension. That is really exciting news for our industry. So anyway, it's never been a better time to do solar. And
right.
We encourage people to act now and really take advantage of some of the savings that are out there. Last week, we also talked about a little bit about Powerhouse Solar. And just to reiterate slightly, we've been around since 2003. I'd been in the industry 2 years prior to that and had a company down in the Bay Area. And then I came home. I'd always lived up in Redding, even with that other company. I came home and I talked to Sue, and we decided to venture out and start Powerhouse in 2003.
Right.
And that's been an exciting adventure.
One thing about our story that we didn't really include last time is that we do practice what we preach.
Absolutely.
I've been a long-time recycler.
Yep.
As you know.
That.
The tinkle of all those aluminum cans.
I used to drive me up a wall.
But,
all that crunchy aluminum cans.
Yeah, I know. but we do practice what we preach.
Now, do you guys okay, I'm dating myself here. Back in the 70s, okay, do you remember the old pull tabs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my first apartment, we actually made curtains out of the pull tabs.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I was in college at the time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, lots of pull
processing.
Tabs.
Lots of pull tabs. I mean, we could have made a couch, but, you know, I digress.
Okay.
I'm sorry, didn't mean, I just, yeah. I'm
talking about recycling.
Flashing back here.
Oh, yeah, recycling.
Yeah, Sue's always been great at recycling and, you know, dividing up the garbage and the things. She's always, that's always been a part of it. And the other thing is you've always hated paying PG&E.
Well, that is true. I don't know. There's just something about those bills. It just seems like money down the drain.
Yeah. It's renting power, really, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we're writing a check to the utility, and we have nothing to show for it, except we got to live in our house for another month.
Right.
So, yeah. And then when the heat comes, it was unbearable to pay that bill. It was hard. So that's where solar steps in. And if you're in that same boat where you're feeling that pinch of solar of energy, just biting into your wallet, we've got the solution, and it's exciting. And so we're glad to be part of this whole industry. It's just there's a certain satisfaction when I think of all the installations we've done over the years, that somehow we've made a mark in the North State. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of a fun thing.
Right.
So everyone can do what they want, but we feel like we've done a really good thing. So.
And we do show people our own system.
Yeah.
We've had it installed for 13 years now, and it's been good to have that. When people ask, like if we go to the home show and we're standing there talking to people, telling them about solar, and they say, well, do you have solar? I can definitely tell them my story. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I have SunPower solar, and this is why I choose SunPower, because it's the best panel on the market. And and we practice what we preach.
Yeah. And that was the last thing we talked about last week. We talked a little bit about SunPower. We'll talk a little bit about them tonight. So anyway, this is Bruce Blake with Clean Energy Radio, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain.
Hi, and welcome back to Clean Energy Radio. This is Bruce Blake. I'm here with my lovely wife, Sue.
Hello.
And with Wade Riggs, our sound engineer. And we want to talk about some of the benefits of solar.
Right. Let's, I think people want to know, answer the question, why should I do solar?
Yeah.
What's in it for me?
Well, how's paying PG&E working out for you? That's what I always say. You know, that's, people say, why would I spend all that money? Well, you are spending a lot of money. You know, we're basically funding something that's never going to be paid for. We're putting money every month into this, basically what we talked earlier, we're renting power. And that's right. The best way to think about it. It's renting power. And, you know, if, I don't know, it seems like when you rent your home, you know, if the market is flat or if the market's going down, renting the home makes a lot of sense. But really, I mean, do we really want to run our power for the rest of our lives? And so with solar, what we can do is we can make typically the same payment as we were paying, but now we're making a payment to something that we can actually have ownership into, or at least we can flatline our payments.
Right.
So
you're talking about the financial benefits,
yes,
of solar.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, there's a couple ways to look at it. There's the global benefits, you know, that people talk about, the being green part.
And that's good.
That's good. That's a good byproduct, actually. That's good bragging rights at a party.
Okay.
You know?
I saved so many trees.
That's right. You can say, hey, I'm doing my part, you know, but really that's typically not enough motivation for anybody to really go solar. It really is about saving money, saving green, the dollar green.
The dollar
is
green.
Really what people are really trying to save.
Right.
And that's what people are feeling the pinch. What's typically happening is everyone's doing their best, like you had said, to protect our wallet, to cut back a little bit on our expenses every month. And so we think, okay, how can we do that? Well, we can improve our homes. And so, like for you and I, we did windows, right? One of the first things we did is we replaced all of our windows with low E, high efficiency windows. Well, that was great. And in truth, we improved the envelope of our home and we made it better. And then we actually added insulation in the attic.
Right.
So our home was built in the late 70s, and so those were two things that were really real things that we could easily update, you
right.
know, and so we did those things.
Well, plus we did the roof,
yeah,
and when we did the roof, we did that radiant
barrier on the roof.
That was good, and that helped too.
That helped too. So all those things helped. Well, that's the problem with the average person. They've done the same things we have. They've done all of those things, and really it feels like two steps forward, but three steps back, because the next year the utility raises the rates. And everything that we did was for naught. Everything we did, our utility bill went up anyway.
Right.
And we improved our home. We actually cut our consumption, but the utility bill went up, and it was like there was no benefit to it whatsoever. And I see it over and over and over again with customers I meet with, that they just feel like they're in a panic.
Right.
You know, that they feel like they can't get control of this thing that's consuming them. And so, ironically, if someone's been in their house for a period of time, they will have really made some progress towards getting their house paid off, and they're potentially looking to retirement, and they're saying, okay, well, about the time I'm ready to retire, or a little bit before, you know, my home should be paid for. That's awesome. But guess what? Here comes this PG&E bill that's
creeping
now,
up.
Yeah, that's probably now up to around what their mortgage was, what they were paying on their mortgage. And so as they look at retirement, it's a very difficult thing. So in steps solar, and it helps us get a handle on some of that madness in our lives.
Right.
So it's a great thing to do the windows, to do the insulation. That's all great things. But the next step, once you've done those things, is to actually invest in solar. And
recently, you know, it's beginning of the year, and we're talking about, I'm looking at energy bills, I'm looking at all types of bills for our business and our home, and how can I lower costs and get a handle on the budget.
Right.
And, you know, I think for some people, they just don't understand that their energy bill is not necessarily a fixed cost.
Right.
That they do have control over lowering their energy bill if they just know how to make the finances work for them.
That's right.
And it's great now that there are so many financial avenues,
right,
for doing solar, that you don't have to have a big outlay of cash up front,
right,
which was the case a long time ago.
Yeah.
But there's lots of financial avenues to get solar done on your house.
Boy, when we started in the industry, there was one option,
Right, cash.
That was cash. It was cash, and however you had to get it, through a home equity line, or you know, or if you had wherewithal to move money around from, you know, an annuity, money market, a long-term CD, or whatever, you know, the only people that really had it. So in this pool of available clients, our available clients was actually pretty small. We had this small piece of the pie, of people that could actually do it, that we were shooting for, and everyone was vying for that. Well, through the years, the industry has completely changed. And so now we actually have three different methods for getting into solar. And the first one, you know, like I said, is cash. And so when people look at cash purchase, they're saying, okay, we've all learned that our money can work harder than we can. We've heard that before. And so when you think about an outlay of money. Now, we have an example. Should we look at that one real quick?
Sure.
This is, let's show them the big one here.
This is not a cash one. This is for a lease.
Well, but there is cash here,
yeah,
which is interesting. So this is a gentleman who's got a large utility bill. I mean, we've seen them larger, but this averages $558. Now, ours, we weren't that big.
No, we were around 300.
And we were 300. But to get to 500 doesn't take that much more effort to get there.
No,
because as you use more power, it just kind of snowballs on you. Well, he has a bill about $558 average, and so the solar system that we designed for him is 100% offset basically of his bill, so that $558 goes away. Now, when you look at it and you look at it at his outlay of cash on this system, and either he's moving money around or he's doing what he needs to do, when you look at the return on his investment, in year one, he's making a 12.73% return on his money.
12%?
Almost 13%. 12.75% return on his money. Now, the great thing...
sign me up.
I know. Well, here, and it gets better, because not only is it a 12.73% return on his money, but that is a non-taxable event.
Right.
That means his money, so his outlay, so in his case, and I don't have the actual numbers right here, but in his case, his outlay of money is returning to him 12.7%. And so that is a tax-free event. You're not paying tax. So, in other words, if he had money in the stock market and he was making 5% on his money, let's say, which would be phenomenal right now. Most people are making 1% or 2% on their money as it sits there. It just sits there. And there's a risk involved with it. So now they take the money out of that underperforming account. They invest in their home. They invest in their solar system that increases the value of their home. And now this gentleman has a 12.73 guaranteed return, non-taxed. So if I've made that 5%, let's say, or, you know, that would be awesome, I'm paying tax on the gain. So at the end of the year, when I'm figuring out my taxes, they're looking at our investments and they say, okay, how much did that investment make? Well, it made, you know, X amount. They say, okay, you're being going to be taxed at your current tax bracket.
Right.
And so that's 30 to 40% of that 5% that's gone. Solar is non-taxable, so it's phenomenal. Now, obviously, the higher your bill, the sweeter the deal.
Okay.
And so, solar does have a diminishing return as you get as the systems get smaller. You actually, you know, that comes down. But what we found is anybody that has a bill typically $150 or more a month.
Average. Uh-huh.
It really makes sense to go solar. And it, you know, we can show you those numbers. And that's what we do. We'll come out and, in fact, in the next segment, we'll talk a little bit more about what happens when we come out to a home and we show people what's going on.
Okay.
But this is, once again, this is Bruce Blake with Clean Energy Radio, and we're excited to be here, and we'll be right back.
Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Hey, welcome back. This is Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar, and it's KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, and we are talking about clean energy. This is Clean Energy Radio, and I'm here with Bruce Blake and my partner. And before, we were talking about the financial benefits of solar, specifically this case study that we have in front of us about the gentleman that had a over $500 a month average bill.
Right.
Which, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there with really large bills.
Feeling the pain, baby.
Man, it is hard.
It's bad.
I feel for them.
Yeah.
But we have the solution. And so let's go back and talk about the lease.
Yeah. So the lease is kind of an interesting thing because quite honestly, when I first heard about the lease, I was resistant to it, as I know you were, too.
Yeah, because I thought it was a car lease.
I know. So we had a friend that had gotten burned by a car lease, and he got himself into it and actually put too many miles on this car, and then he had to pay all this money to get out of it, and it was just a giant headache. It was a giant problem. And so I kind of resisted it for quite a while until I began to realize the real advantages of the lease. And what we always tell people, and this is important, that all solar companies are not the same. All solar product is not the same. And all solar leasing companies are not the same.
Right.
And the thing that's uniquely different about the lease that we offer is that it is a SunPower lease. And uniquely different because SunPower is a manufacturing company. What they do is they manufacture, they're what's called 100% vertically integrated. So from the manufacturing of the solar cell, actually they grow the ingot, they cut the cell, they actually manufacture the cell, they put it together as a solar module, they distribute it, and they know where every single one of their panels ends up. it's completely interesting. Well, what SunPower noticed a number of years ago was there was some leasing companies that had come into the area, and they realized that they were sucking up quite a bit of the market share.
Right.
And so SunPower, you know, to counteract, to answer back, SunPower created a leasing division of their company.
Which is really just another tool for them to sell their product.
Exactly, which is solar.
Right.
As opposed to the other leasing companies are not really solar companies. They're actually finance companies that are using the lease, are actually using solar to sell their product, which is a lease. So typically they'll never talk about the product. They'll never, because it doesn't matter to them. That's kind of a commodity, and we'll talk in another section how those leasing companies work on for the most part. But SunPower is completely different. They are a solar company that created a leasing division of their organization to sell their product, which is solar. And so it's completely different. And so it's a much cleaner way. So as we look at it, SunPower makes it super easy. If one of the biggest complaints is, okay, what if I sell my house in 5 years? And so the transition between the seller to the buyer, SunPower makes that transition extremely easy. They have a full-time staff of people that all they do is they oversee the transaction between the buyer and the seller.
Because the lease is for 20 years.
Yeah, it's a 20-year lease. So the chances are that at some point in there, people are going to move. Well, one of the things that SunPower is very sensitive to negative public opinion. And so this is where a lot of the other leasing companies were really getting bad reviews. Well, SunPower has bent over backwards to make that transition from buyer to seller. Now, remember, I think it was last summer that lady called in about what was happening with that. So she was calling, her house was being sold, right? And she had a lease on her property.
Oh, yes. It wasn't our lease.
No.
No, it was another lease.
Yeah, there was a company that had come
into
town.
And she was in trouble.
Yeah. There was a company that had come into town, and in the city of Reading, they had installed, I think, around 50 solar systems.
Right.
Before we even knew they were in town. Well, that company went bankrupt, and then like a mortgage company, that lease is an asset that got sold in bankruptcy court to some other company. And so when this lady went to sell her house, I mean, she called and she was in tears, as I recall.
Yeah, because she was in escrow and it was about to close, but she couldn't close escrow because she was stuck in this lease.
And she couldn't get a hold of the company,
no,
right?
They wouldn't call her back.
Yeah. So here she was. She couldn't get a hold of the company. She had this solar system. So she was in a total panic. And anyway, that's the kind of thing that with SunPower, we have the confidence of knowing SunPower would never allow that to ever happen. And so, you know, when you look at a lease, I mean, it's good to look at the strength of the company. And one of the things we'll look at, and we talked a little bit, touched on briefly last episode, was that the strength of SunPower as a company.
Right.
Well, when you look at the lease, here for this gentleman is what's interesting.
Oh, our case study.
Yeah, back to our case study.
Okay.
So, again, he has his current utility bill is $558 a month.
Okay.
Now, and this system that we designed for him is basically a 15.7 kW system, and it's offsetting about 99% of his utility bill. And on a lease, what we're able to do is his monthly lease payment is $419.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's over $100 a month savings.
It's $129 a month savings.
Okay.
Now, the best part of that is that is 0% escalator, which means that payment of $419 will be the same for the next 20 years.
Wow.
So, and on that lease, so the beauty of it, it's zero money out of pocket. So the customer doesn't have to come up with anything. It's based on a FICO score, a credit score of 650 or better.
Okay.
And then basically they enter into this agreement, and the monthly payment is $419 a month, and they're saving $129 in a month in year one.
Right.
That's a big savings at the end of the year.
Imagine what that savings will be like in 5 years.
Yeah, and actually
when the rates go up.
And actually, when I meet with clients, I have a chart that shows them actually what their savings year over year. Because what happens, that $558 this year, when PG&E raises their rates by another 6 or 7% next year, will go up, but your lease payment stays fixed. The other great thing about the lease is that system is fully insured. It's performance guaranteed, and it is it's maintained for the full 20 years. So you've got this full 20-year agreement. That's amazing. So it makes it, when you look at it, it makes it a very, very excellent alternative for those that don't have the wherewithal to move money around or to go out and get a loan. It's if they got good credit, then you're basically able to move easily right into a lease, and then you're instantly saving $129 a month.
That seems like a no-brainer.
I know.
I mean, to save $129 a month for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, for the first year, and then it's going to be more.
Yeah.
In years after.
And that goes up. That goes up year over year as the utility rates goes up. The only way you'd lose on the deal, or could potentially lose on the deal, is if the utility rate went down.
That's not happening.
I don't think so. Yeah, I doubt we're going to see that happen anytime soon. Well, the other part of that too, though, and this gets even better, is there's what's called a 2% escalator. And the escalator, when you think about it, what an escalator is historically in PG&E territory, but I think this is pretty much true of most of the utilities, they have gone up at an average, over a 30-year window, they've gone up an average of 6.7% a year. Now, the crazy thing is that in that same time frame, the consumer price index went up only at 3.5%. So the increase in our utility over a 30-year period more than doubled the consumer price index, which is our cost of living, basically, increase year over year. So, unbelievable. So, as you look at that, you think, there's got to be a stop to that. Well, the lease has a 0% escalator, which means there is no increase at all. And then there's another one that actually gets you your initial payments even lower, and his payment would have been $364. And that's a savings of $183 a month. And that payment won't go up. That payment goes up at 2% year over year.
Okay.
So that payment starts lower, and then about year 6 to 8, it crosses over, and then it goes into the crossover. Now you're paying a little bit more. So over the course of the whole term, you're paying a little bit more for the 2% escalator, but you're basically front-loading your savings on a 2% escalator.
So the 0% stays the same, and the 2% is going to actually start lower than the 0% because
That's
you
right.
get a better deal up front, and then it goes up 2% a year for the 20 years.
That's right. Yeah. And so typically for, let's say, a young family with kids, they like the 2% escalator because it gives them more expendable income. And then sometimes people that are, if they're planning to stay in their house forever, to die in the home, they will go for the 0% escalator because you're paying less over the term with a 0% escalator. You're
right.
paying more initially, but you're paying less over the whole term. So it is a great thing.
So this guy, this case study, with a 2% escalator, how much was he saving on the first month?
$183 in the first month.
Wow.
And yeah, you add that up for the year, that's a pretty amazing savings. So anyway, as we look at the lease, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about another part of that lease it's pretty interesting is when we get back to it. But this is Bruce Blake with Clean Energy Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll see you right back. Now I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
Hi, this is Bruce Blake, and welcome back to Clean Energy Radio. I'm here with my lovely wife, Sue, and Wade Riggs, our sound engineer. And in the last section, we were talking about the lease. And you had a question on the lease?
Well, I think it'd be good to review what's the difference between a lease, which some people might have some unusual thoughts or just need some education on the lease, versus if I just want to pay cash.
Right. Okay. So obviously cash is cash, and
right.
There's no credit qualification. You could have lousy credit. Doesn't really matter. So it's just a real simple thing to move into if you've got the wherewithal to move the cash around.
Whereas, and you do get the tax credit.
And you get the tax credit, which is pretty attractive. So some people are really in a tax burden, and they really need that tax credit. And so they're more than happy to move their cash into the investment of that, so they get that tax credit advantage.
And you own the system.
You own the system outright. It's yours. If you moved, and let's say, for example, they didn't increase the value of your home, and the homeowner didn't want to pay the additional for the solar, you could take it with you, and you could reinstall it at your new home. You have tons of options at that point.
Okay.
You can renegotiate it. You could sell it. You could, you know, do all kinds of stuff. With the lease, on the other hand, it's based on – you have to have a credit score of 650 or better, you know, and they look at you. They're not looking at a debt-to-income ratio. A customer has to – a name has to be on title of the home. You have to own the home. You can't be renting the home. There's some other things like that. There's a limitation to the size, which isn't too much of an issue because they give us 30 kW. So to put that into perspective, a small system is, you know, 3 to 4 kW. And, you know, a large residential is, you know, 24 kW would be a large residential. So 30 kW gives us quite a bit of room in that lease.
That'd be a really large
that'd
user.
That'd be a very large system.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'd be, that's yeah. It's, and SunPower owns the system, and so they take the tax credit. Because it's a business expense to the SunPower leasing division, they depreciate it over a period of time, and then they get your payments coming in, as that's the way that they reimburse themselves. They get the tax credit, they get the depreciation, and they get our payments for the 20 years.
And by doing that, they benefit, and so they pass the savings on to the
That's
leaser.
Right. So for some people that don't have a tax burden, you know, that don't pay taxes for whatever reason, I run into them from time to time. Typically, they're an older retired couple that, you know, their income somehow is not taxed. When I run into that, then the cash purchase becomes really difficult because they don't get the federal, they don't have the benefit of taking that federal tax credit because they have no tax liability. You've got to have the liability to be able to take advantage of the tax credit. So if you don't have the tax liability, then the lease becomes very a very good option because the leasing company takes it. Now, you know, some people think, well, they take it and, you know, I'm losing out on that tax credit. Well, no, you're not, because like you said, they're passing those savings on to you in the form of a lower payment. If that tax credit wasn't there, the payment would be much higher, and it wouldn't make sense. So they take the tax credit, pass the savings on to you. They take the depreciation, pass the savings on to you in the form of a lower payment. And that's what makes the solar, you know, pencil out for you and I. And so, like for this gentleman, he was, you know, he was $129 cash flow positive in the first month, and then it just got sweeter and sweeter month over month.
And there's no upfront cost, which is amazing.
Yep, no upfront costs at all. So, yeah, when you look at the benefits of it, the lease is really pretty attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was sitting with my brother-in-law and my sister, and they were looking at doing solar, and they had wherewithal to do whatever they wanted, they could move money around, they could do whatever. You know, there's still something in me that leans to owning the system. And so I really do like the...
It's that pride of ownership.
It's pride of ownership. But, you know, I would not hesitate one minute if they really felt like they didn't want to, you know, fool with their money and get it out of whatever and change around. If they decided they wanted to go to the lease, I would have no problem with them doing that. I would totally counsel them in doing that as well. So, you know, it's funny, we've always been, I would never sell something to somebody that I wouldn't buy myself.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we've tested different panels and we've swapped different things around on our home and tested and made sure that the things that we're selling are things that we would own ourselves. And so, and that's what we do. We kind of look to those things because it's important.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have the confidence that if I tell someone this is a great product, that I've already tested it myself.
That's right. We love happy customers.
Yes, we do.
And it is very important to us. And so that stems from, goes right into the installation of the way we install our products. Powerhouse Solar does not cut corners on at any point to try to make the systems cheaper and to make them quicker. I'm always telling the guys, do it right. Do it right the first time. We don't like callbacks. We don't like, you know, that is really important to us. And in fact, one of the things I'm most proud of is if you go to our website at www.powerhousesolar.com, on the bottom of the first page is a little emblem. It's called Guild Quality. And a couple months ago, I received an email from Guild Quality that said, congratulations, you just had the 20th customer in a row that gave you a perfect score. And so we are involved in this. Guild Quality is a third-party company that actually, explain how that works.
Well, it's not just for solar. It's a third-party company that gets customer satisfaction surveys, either written or over the phone, or they collect
other construction companies. And,
yeah, I mean, it's for builders and roofers and all different kinds of companies. But we subscribe to Guild Quality because I want that information from my happy customers, from all my customers.
Even unhappy customers.
Yeah. I mean, if something went wrong and they said, oh, you know, he left his drink cup by the side of the job or whatever.
Yeah.
I would want to know that, okay, I'm going to go back to my guys and say, make sure you clean up. So we get that information from Guild Quality because it's very valuable to us as a company that we can constantly improve what we do.
Yeah.
And that's important.
And one of the things that came up on that, a couple of things. I mean, it's like top scores to everything, but a couple of times we got some on communication. And
mm-hmm.
communication is hard because the process with solar can be a long process. And so the customers get anxious. They want to know what's going on. And so we constantly have to remind ourselves as a company to contact our customers and keep them informed of where they are in the process. And not that it really speeds anything up at all. It just is keeping them informed. And so one of the things that we discovered through Guild Quality was a couple comments came up. And so we as a company really address that. How can we communicate with our customers in a much more quicker way and a more consistent way so that they knew kind of right where we were in the process. And so
we're much better at that now.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
nobody falls through the cracks.
Yeah, and that's been something we've worked hard at. But Guild Quality really helped us see that with our customers. Sometimes the customers aren't going to tell us to our face, and so Guild Quality gives them that ability to write some of these things down in a way that we can go, okay, we need to figure out how to address this in a more effective way.
And that was pretty exciting to have 20 customers in a row with a perfect score.
Yeah, so now they can go on our website and they can click on Guild Quality. They can look at all the customer reviews.
At all of our reviews.
All the reviews
are
there.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've been doing this for a couple of years now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so for a couple of years. So you can go back and look at, now, the customer's given the
permission
and the evaluation and now they have a choice whether or not they're going to respond.
Yes.
And they're contacted through email and through mail and through, those are the ways they're contacted, right? So if they don't choose to respond, then we obviously won't have a record of them. But everyone is contacted several times in different ways.
Right.
To try to get them to survey. I know I get those surveys from different companies, and sometimes I choose not to respond.
Right.
Because I'm just busy or whatever. But most of our customers do respond, and it's exciting. So I encourage you to go by in www.powerhousesolar.com and click on that Guild Quality and just take a look at some of those satisfied customers.
It's fun when I go to other websites to read what the customers have to say about the company.
Absolutely.
I mean, customer referrals, whether good or bad, the comments, it's really helpful.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, I do the same thing. Whenever I buy a product, I research it diligently, and I love looking at reviews. I love looking and seeing what other people say. And it's funny because sometimes you'll see a bad review and you realize, oh, what is that guy talking about? Or,
yeah.
You know, or whatever. So that is what we're about. We're about happy customers and making sure. So we're not going to lead people into something that we ourselves wouldn't do or that we wouldn't, you know, direct our families to. That's
right.
Important. So we sell the very best product on the market, and that's SunPower. And in some of the future episodes, we're going to get more into the details about SunPower and what the difference is, because what we, once again, not all solar companies are the same, not all solar product is the same, and not all leasing companies are the same. And so it really is important to look at what you're buying, because this is a big investment, and we do not want to make a mistake when we make a purchase of this size.
And we'd love to have you as one of our happy customers.
And we would. So we're wrapping up this second segment of Clean Energy Radio, and we're glad to have you with us this week, and we will see you next time. This is Bruce Blake, Susan Blake, signing off.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
By now,
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. With Hillary Clinton expected to win today's Democratic primary in South Carolina, Bernie Sanders already focusing on Super Tuesday states elsewhere. The South Carolina voter, Robert Benet-Terry, says he knows Hillary's likely to win, but he voted for Bernie Sanders just to send a message.
Many people are hurting. I see that each week. I work with kids in a Title I school and their families. Many people need a break. They need to have higher wages, and they need to have a better life.
As for the underdog, Sanders flew on to Texas this morning and heads to Minnesota later in the day. On the campaign trail today in Atlanta, GOP contender Ted Cruz says he's not bothered by all the recent attention Donald Trump and Marco Rubio have been getting by trading insults.
I recognize that Marco and Donald are engaging in a battle of insults, and they're welcome to do so. I think people want a president who they actually respect.
Cruz told a crowd in Atlanta that if Republicans